This is Daf Tezvav. So we got to the last line of Yudal Amr Beis, quoting from the Mishnah, Umaleu, now going on to Tezvav of an Aleph, now Umaleu Umaktiro Bichli Sharis. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah had said that you are...
This is the Brisa on top, right?
Oh, this is the Brisa?
Yeah, this goes on the long Brisa.
Okay. They would bring it up on his back and be Maktir the Mincha in a Kli Sharis. So the Gemara asks, Bichli Sharis, Maktir Lei, with the klisharis, that's how they've been makter. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, and the, rather Rashi explains on the top line here, umaktiro sagadaitach velo garis atu b'klisharis makterle hachika kashile maktiro sagadaitach v'hare yadayin lo malacha. You didn't yet put the salt on. You can't pour it on the mizbeach yet until you place the salt on it. V'sefer katani malcho v'nochna nosal gabei aishim alma hashtahu d'makterle. So the Gemara therefore changes it. Ela ema maleu b'chlisharis laktiro. It's not that you're makter at that moment. You bring it up with the klisharis that's going to ultimately be used to be makter. You salt it first. Right. So just the Gemara has a little change, and it changes from like the maktiro to laktiro, and you're not actually makter just yet until it's been salted.
Do we put salt on all the
menachos? Yeah. The Gemara, the pasuk says, al kol karbonecha. Takriv melach, I think the pasuk, something like that. You place salt in
it.
Yeah, everything. I'll call karbonecha. Everything that's a carbon. Yeah. The Gemara says, "Where are we? Molcha venosna." Oh, the Gemara quote the pasuk right now. Molcha venosna al gabi yishim. You salt it and then place it on the fire. Nechsev v'chol karbon minchasecha b'melach timlach. On all karbonos, even menachos, you place salt on it. The Gemara now says. By the way, one of the just as an aside, the reason why we place salt on everything, Rashi quotes there in the Gemara, rather on the Al Torah on the pasuk, the reason why we place melach is because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he separated the waters, the Mayim Elyonim, the Mayim Tachtonim, they were very upset. The Mayim Tachtonim, they also wanted to be in the Elyonim. So Rashi says, don't worry, every single mizbech is going to have something that comes from you, namely the salt. The salt comes from the oceans and the seas, so that salt's going to come from you, be on every single mizbech, and then it's been makter onto mizbech. It's going to go back up to the Elyonim. They're going to be reunited. That's the idea that Rashi explains behind it. So Gemara
says,
right.
So
I didn't see it, but someone mentioned that to me. I once spoke about this. And,
they were going to come with some shovel rounds.
Okay.
What's the word?
It's gambachinu. Why were they crying gambachinu? Doesn't mean gambachinu because the mayim tachtonim no longer have the brit, the melech being put on the mizbeach anymore. So they're crying too because they feel it's separated from
them. Good word.
Yeah. Okay, so Gemara says, "Karav haKometz Shireha Nechalim." So once you're makiv the Kometz, again, the Kometz is when the Kohen has scooped up in his hand in the three fingers. The way it's done, again, we discussed in the past. You have the three middle fingers. You scoop up and you rub the top and bottom off. Now most people think it's referring to flour, and the flour is very easy to do. The Gemara says Kometz is one of the hardest, one of the two hardest avodas to do. Also, there are some menachos that were actually fried and deep fried, and it became hard and crusty. Now imagine picking up chunks of the crust and trying to even out on top with just your pinky and your thumb. That's very, very hard. So after they'd clean the top to make it evenly within the fingers, then they'd throw it on top of the mizbeach on the fire. Then the shireha, the leftover flour, would be eaten by the kohanim. So Gemara said, "Minal, how do I know this to be true?" Dichsiv, v'hiktir ha-kohen es askarasa, and the kohen's maktir the askarasa, they're maktir the kmita that they just had separated. Then the Gemara says, quote to the pasuk, "V'ksiv v'hanoseres min ha-mincha la'arun ulvanov," and then the remaining mincha is going to be for Aaron and his sons, namely to the kohanim. So kariv ha-kohen to lamar kadishlei ulamar kadishlei. So you do the kmita one according to one and the other according to the other one. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, "There's a machlokas." Ditmar hakometz meimasai matir shirayim b'achila. When you do the kometz, at what moment is the remaining flour permitted to be eaten? So Rabbi Chanina Amar Misha Tishla b'ha'or. The moment the fire hits, singes the flour. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Misha Titzit ha'or berubo. Until not only it touches it, but has to cover half, at least half the flour, in order for it to be mutter. But either way, whenever moment the kometz is matir the shirayim, and there's a machlokes at what stage exactly is it going to be matir the remaining food. Then the Gemara says, "Rashaim haKohanim litein l'tocha yayin v'shemen v'dvash." And when the Kohanim get the flour to go eat, they're allowed to add to it wine and oil and honey. My time, because the pasuk says, "Amar kara l'moshcha." The pasuk l'moshcha l'gdula k'derech shem lachem ochlin. The pasuk says you're supposed to. No, that's not all the pasuk though. The pasuk says l'moshcha. You're supposed to have it. L'moshcha is a lashon of anointment and royalty, so you're supposed to eat them the way the kings eat them. Kings don't eat flour plain; they add the honey to it, wine, and other things that make it taste good. And this applies to other melachas, other karbanos as well. The Gemara then says, "V'ein asurin el melacha chamech." The only restriction you have,
except sota, and there's one more, right?
Sota, you can't put anything on it.
Right.
And we said also the Mishnah had mentioned, I think, minchas haomer. Minchas haomer. Exactly. They have.
I think minchas haomer was seorim. I think.
Seorim. Was it shtei lechem? Was it then?
Okay.
No, this is the only one that doesn't have anything. This doesn't have a shemen and lavona. In terms of the shemen, this is a different shemen, by the way. Not the shemen that you place during the karbon.
Oh,
this is during the eating.
Afterwards. After the karbon.
After the karbon, when the kohen brings it home or wherever he eats it, he's able to add ketchup and mustard and whatever else,
and
oil.
And the sota were able to eat it, or was it
the sota? No, was the sota? Did the sota get eaten at the end of the day? That we're quoting from the Bryce about general.
Right, this is just, it seems.
I don't know what the halach would be by sota. For some reason, I seem to think that sota doesn't get eaten. Okay, we'll see. We haven't seen it yet, I don't think. Okay, so the Gemara says the only restriction is ve'ein asurin elo milchamit. The only iser with regards to the shirayim, the mincha, which is the shirayim now in the kohen's hand, is to you can't be mechamitzed, you can't make it into chamit, you can't cook it, bake it. Dechsev lo sofer chamitz chelkam. You can't bake it into chamitz. Amir Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish afilo chelkam lo sofer chamitz. Even their chelek you can't bake. So look at Rashi. Rashi says lo sofer chamitz chelkam. Afilu chelkam shirayim, even their chelik of the kohen that are remaining for them, lo safa chametz, you can't bake into chametz. The darshinu lehi chelkam dekra nami lefanav elot nami lefanav alo safa. So what's going on here? Meaning the pasuk is referring to you can't bake chametz, referring to the part of the chelik of the carbon that goes onto the mizbech. But the Joshua here is saying, even on their chelek of the Kohanim themselves, even the chelek that they take home to eat, that too can't be turned into chametz. Gemara now says, "Kol menachos v'chulei." So the Gemara explains, "Kol menachos tunos shemen v'levona." All menachos require this oil and this frankincense. Va'ika minchas chote.
This is going back on the Mishnah. Right?
This is the Mishnah.
Finished before the Bar-Sa.
The Mishnah said all menachos require shemen levona, except for we said a sota does not have shemen, nor does it have levona. So in that stage, the Gemara says v'chol menachos tuno shemen levona. Is that true? All menachos v'ha'ika minchas chote. There's such a thing as minchas chote. Dich rachmana amar. The Torah says lo yosim ale shemen v'lo yiten ale levona. The person brings a chatas as a mincha. Rashi explains. I think the background here. Rashi says minchas chote habal achet. The metame mikdash v'shuas ahidus v'shuas bitoim. It's called the karbanos olav yoreds. They found at the end of Parshas Vayikra, and the olav yoreds they adjust depending on the person's income and wealth. The rich person brings I forget exactly which behemoth it was, and the not as rich would bring a mincha. And then it's a whole level of things. Asir seifa, shnei torim. So right from animals to birds and to flowers. So if a person was in the category of an ani, he'd bring the mincha. The mincha sachote. So the halacha is that you do not place any shemen or levona on the mincha sachote. So why does the Mishnah say all menachos have shemen and levona except for sota? Mincha sachote also doesn't have shemen and levona. So Gemara says hachi kamar. What the Mishnah should be saying is as follows: Kol ha menachos tunos shemen levona ubaos menachitim ubaos solas. So every single mincha has olive oil, has frankincense, and comes from wheat, and comes from solas, fine flour. Minchas chote apa pishena tuna shemen levona uba minachitim uba solas. But minchas chote has some, not the other. Even though it doesn't have shemen, doesn't have levona, it does come from chitim, it does come from solas. And minchas haomer, which you bring on the first day chol hamoed Pesach, apa pishehi ba minasorim, even though it comes from barley, tuna shemen levona. Uba garish, it comes from shemen levona, it comes from garish, we said, was the process, the clean flour. V'zu eino tuna lo shemen v'lo levona, uba min asarim ba kemech. When it comes, however, to, exactly, so it has nothing positive, everything negative, doesn't have shemen, doesn't have levona, comes from barley, and comes from kemech, and not the fine flour. That's how the Mishnah should be read. Gemara quotes from a b'raisa, the Tani Amar Bishum Bedin, who should take minchas chote tuna shemen levona. there should be misvara from a kal v'chomer. We should require the chote to bring a minchas chote along with shemen and levona. Why? Shelo yehe chote nisker. We shouldn't reward him. He's coming off, getting off the hook that he has a less expensive mincha. He can't afford anything more than a mincha, but at least throw on top of him the shemen and levona, a few extra dollars. Umipnei ma eina tuna shelo tuna. So why did we say that there is no shemen and levona? Shelo yehe karbana muhudar. We don't want it to be a very nice carbon. So it comes out of this line here, the Gemara, and there's other indications of this as well. If I were to ask you, what is the onesh of bringing a carbon? What's the big deal of bringing a carbon? Why is that an onesh for me? So you would think it's not an onesh. It's really a kapara. It's just a code to get me back to kapara. If I press the right buttons, I bring the right carbon, it gets me kapara. So and then one would say no. A little further, you look at the Mefarshim on Parshas Vayikra, exactly what a carbon is. They say that when the carbon's being shechted, they're telling you this should be you shechted. And when they tear open the stomach, that should be you. So it's the experience of you seeing this animal completely ripped apart in front of you. That's somehow the tshuva, the kapara, that you're supposed to, that's the punishment, feeling that pain. But some indications, and this Gemara seems to indicate that, it's the financial strain. That, you know, to buy a cow, we discuss this, I don't know how much a cow, we ever look at how much a cow costs? I don't know.
Yeah,
$800 for cows. So that's a lot of money. $800 for, and remember, that's just for one chat that you did on Shabbos, for accidentally doing something, and how many chatas are we chayev? So $800 per chatas, that's a lot of money. So so part of the element is also financial punishment. That's what's indicated here, that really we should make him have the Shem and Levona as well, but because it's going to make it look like a very nice carbon, which is inappropriate, we don't make him pay that. Then the Gemara says, "Avachatoso shech mitzora v'shamo." When it comes to the chatas of a mitzora, when the mitzora becomes tower and the ashram that he brings, it's tunim nisachim. It requires nisachim, some wine along with it.
I mean, we said chatas chilav also.
But oh, I skipped. I skipped. Okay, let's go back. I'm sorry. V'dinhu u'bedinhu shetehei chatas chilav tunim nisachim. And it's also a chatas chilav shelohi chotin niskar. The chatas chilev, if a person were to eat chilev, which is aser to iser karis, where the klal is, when are you chayv a chatas? Whenever the iser b'mezid is a karis, and a person did a b'shoge, you get karis. How many krisos are there? How many karbanos of krisos? Anyone know? There's 36. The mission in the first mission, krisos says there are 36 of them. But the Gemara ends up saying it's not really 36. It's really missing one. You're adding one and back and forth about the real number. But the mission itself, at least in krisos, says there are 36 of them. So Rashi says here, chatas chelav, kol chatas stam kari chatas chelav. So it's not talking about dafka chatas chelav. Any chatas, a person, violated Shabbos, violated Yom Kippur. It's called the chatas chelav. It's considered the stam. It's like Shabbos brachos. It's called stam Shabbos. It's a Shabbos brachos. So this is a chatas chelav. It refers to a chatas in general. The basa chelav ksib, because the psukim appear after the iser of chelav is presented in the Torah. Chol chelav v'chol dam lo so chelav. Uksib basa after it says parshas chatas. So that's why we call it a chatas chelav. But it's not really any chatas. The same halach would apply. So the Gemara says, "Abidinhu." Again, it really seems sensible. Shetei chatas chelav tuna nesachim, which require nesachim. Says Rashi, "What's nesachim? Solas lemincha isaron." So nesachim solas lemincha isaron lekeves yain v'shemen revius hahin kemoshim erkuvin la'olah l'shamin. You have to bring a flour offering along with it, and you should also have to bring a wine and oil, all these things. And the reason being, again, to add this financial strain on the individual. But then the Gemara says, even though it seems logical, shelo yehecho diniskar, mipnei ma ein tunash. Why do we say they don't have to bring in the end of the day? Again, the same as far as shelo yehe karbonam huda. We don't want their carbon to be very presentable. Aval, when it comes to a chatas, shel mitzora v'ashamo, when a mitzora becomes tahor, he brings a chatas and he brings an asham, we say tuna nisachim does require these nice little additions. Lefish ein bar alachet, they don't really come in a chet. The mitzvah became tahor. We call it chatasa for other reasons, but it's not really a chay. The guy happened to catch some type of disease, or however you understand what about tzaras is. So it's not really a chay. Marse Eini, it's not really a chay. Of course it's a chay. V'halmar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonos and Al Shiva Dvarim Nigan Baim. There's seven things. The Gemara doesn't tell what the seven things are, but the Gemara in Erechin does. Does Rashi quote this verse? No, he just tells the Gemara in Erechin that there's seven things that Lashon Hara brings about in the Mitzvah. I don't know the other six, but a lot of reasons they come to bring Mitzvah. So it does come in a chet. So if it's a chet, then the carbon in the end is a carbon chatas, and there shouldn't be nesachim when the carbon chatas at the end of the Mitzvah.
Lashon Hara shichas tamim shuvashav kilu yarayos gasut haruach gezel v'tzarut ha'ain.
Look at this, Bakias. So the Gemara says these seven things bring about tzaras.
Tarutain is what? Is being cheap?
Yeah, stingy.
Yeah, stingy, right?
Yeah, not cheap, stingy. Right. It could be the same. It could still be cheap and not stingy. I mean, I could still be cheap not wanting
right,
to buy something.
Yourself, but
exactly.
Other people.
Right.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, Hasam minigia hu de'ichbar lei. There, from the negiah hu de'ichbar lei, ki maisi karbon lashtri bekodshim. Meaning, the kapara that a person gets from having tzaras is the actual tzaras. Now, I don't know if tzaras is painful, leprosy or not leprosy, I don't know if it's painful, but still, the kapara is having these blots on a person and having to sit outside the machna. That's the kapara. The purpose of bringing the carbon is not supposed to be a punishment. That's simply a heter. That's the formula to allow you to eat kachim, but the carbon doesn't serve as a punishment in the case of a tzaras, and therefore it's allowed to be accompanied by nesachim. So the Gemara asks, El Miat, if that's the case, Chatas Nazir Te Tuna Nesachim, Lefishena Ba Alachet. A person became a Nazir, a wonderful thing to become a Nazir. It's not a Chet at all, at least according to one Damar, as we'll see as we remember from Nazir, but it's not a Chet. So it comes as a way to be Matir him. So we should also have Nesachim being accompanying the Chatas Nazir. The Gemara says, no, Savar Lok, Rabbi Elazar Kfar, the Amar Nazir Nami Chotehi. He holds the Nazir is the Chote. He shouldn't have, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us wine, he gives us pleasures in this world to enjoy, to have Gashmish in order to elevate them, not to be mafish from these things. So Rabbi Elazar thinks it's actually a bad thing to become a Nazir. So when a person becomes a Nazir and separates from this world, he does actually have to bring a Chata to the end, and that's why it doesn't have Nesachim accompanying it.
It's Kavachomer because, you know, he restrained from Yain, he shouldn't be able to bring Yain for the.
Since he was mitzvah himself from yain, he dafka shouldn't bring wine.
Right, that was what showed that.
It's more related to, as opposed to just sama mahudur type of thing. There's, I remember, this toast thing is pretty interesting. They talked about the general rule of how whether we view precious as a good thing or a bad thing. Whether, you know, here he thinks, Rebbe Elazar thinks precious is a bad thing, you're considered a chote, and others thinks it's a very good thing. So I think after this toast here discusses, that, I don't know if we'll have time for this. Okay. Gemara says now the two dots. Rebbe Gamliel, Omer B'Kishem. So Rebbe Gamliel is going back on what? I think just like she did a Maisa Behema, so too we bring a Maisa Behema of the Seorah. So Gemara says, Tanya Amar Lahen Rebbe Gamliel, L'Chachamim. Rebbe Gamliel says to the Chachamim, Sofrim Henicholi Vajashenu Kimin Chomer. So he says, well, leave for me Sofrim. That's the way he's referring to the Sofrim as these individuals. Nichli, I guess, leave me. Let me darshan. Allow me, pay attention, sit back and let me darshan. What's the drasha? The Shmi later Rabbi Meir, that he heard from Rabbi Meir, the Kamar, he hachilasa madani olam, she had fed this man the pleasures of this world. And in order to entice him, the fika karbana macha behema, and therefore the karban is the food of behema. So Amar Lei Hatina Chashira, that makes sense. A wealthy woman who had the wherewithal to feed him something nice. Ania Maiklamei, what about a poor woman who didn't have anything, who didn't feed him anything nice to entice him? Maiklameima. Ella kishem shemase masa behema kach karbana macha behema. So initially, what Meir was suggesting was it wasn't the actions; it was the food that they were giving was the ma'aseh behema. That was the idea of the food. The gashmis was the behema, and the word says it can't be true because the osav aniim who go through the same thing and are not feeding in this animalistic type of food, and therefore it must be the actions. The lack of self control is what we're doing. And Rashi just explains here in the top. She was mafkir herself. She made herself into an animal without any self-control, and therefore the carbon comes from the food of an animal. The Mishnah says, "Haya mevi pile shel cheres." They bring a pile shel cheres. Rashi said, "What's a pile shel cheres?" And the Kohens bring this. Right? The previous Mishnah was the Baal. It was unclear who was doing the mevi. So in the first mission of the parak, the Baal was the one who was bringing the kfifa mitzvahs, I think it was. Here now the Kohen is mevi. The pile, Rashi says, is ko shalmayim, a cup of water he would bring, shalcheres, and the water was in a cup of a pottery, not earthenware cup, not a very nice cup. And v'nosin latocha chatzi lug mayim, they pour in it min a kira, a half a lug of water from the sink, that kira, as we know in the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi explains the source of this is min hakira dechsev mayim kedoshim. The pasuk says in Parshas Naso, vein kedoshim eloshin iskadshu bekli hachitane b'sifri. The Medrash tells us that kedoshim has to come from a kli sharis, in which case this is the kiur. Rabbi Huda Omer Revis, he brings a Revis, a different shir. Just like we want to minimize the amount of writing that's going to be erased, we want to minimize the amount of water. I'm not sure the svar for that. The svar by the Vechika, Sashem, and the Otsios, that makes sense. You don't want to erase Hashem's name and all the other letters. What about the minimizing the water? So Rashi says, Kishem Shemimait, Rabbi Yehuda, Bekhsav, HaMegillah, Lekaman, B'masitzen, Kach, Mimait, Kach, Kan, B'mayim. Maybe the Gemara will explain, I don't remember. Then the Mishnah says, Nichnas HaHechal, then he would enter into the Hechal. Who's he? I guess the Kohen. Ufana Liyimino, he'd turn to his right. Umakam Hayusham Amma Al Amma. And there was a place on the ground which was an Amma by Amma, a foot and a half by a foot and a half approximately. Vitavla Shal Shaish, and there was a marble tile. Vitabas Haisa Kvuba, and there's a ring attached to it. Kishu Magbia, when he would raise this ring and raise the tile, Vinot to offer me tachta, and there he would take some of the dirt below. Vinosein Kadesh Yir Al Hamayim, and they place the dirt on top of the water in order that you see it. Shenemar umin ha'ofra asher yeh bekarka, from the ground that's in the karka, hamishkan yikach ha'koyim v'nasun el ha'mayim, they place it in the water. So Rashi says, what does it mean, kadesha yireh? So Rashi explained, kadesha yireh, tzarech liten shira shehen nireh v'nika al p'nei ha'mayim. You could see it on the surface of the water. To just do a little sprinkles where it just kind of dissolves, that doesn't work, has to be something that's noticeable enough. There's no set shira, the shira is, has to be visible. Rashi explains the next one, v'nasan el hamayim, what's the raya? Place it in the water. Midiloksiv v'nasan bimayim, to place it bimayim, ela el hamayim, to the water. Mash b'shaloi hen nivla b'sochan, it's not supposed to be absorbed bimayim in the water, it's supposed to be to the water as still a separate entity, and it still has to be visible. So Gemara says now, Tana, pili shacharis chadasha diri Rabbi Yishmael, you use a new earthenware cup. My time, with Rabbi Yishmael, gamar kli mimitzor, he's a gezer shav, he learns. Malahalan cheres chadasha, afkan cheres chadasha. Just like when it comes to mitzora, it's using a cheres chadasha. So to hear, what's a cheres chadasha when it's referring to mitzora? So the pasuk says v'hasam minal. And how do you know there you're using a kli cheres chadasha? Dechsev v'shachan es atzipor ha'achas a kli cheres amayim chaim. You shecht one of the birds. There are two birds when it came to mitzora. One you let go free, and the other one you shecht. So when you shecht the one bird, you have the blood being caught in a kli cheres on mayim chaim. Ma'im chayim shelo nasa ben melacha. Ma'im chayim means fresh water from the spring, unadulterated water. Af kli shelo nasa ben melacha. So to the kli that's being used is one that was never used, a chadasha. So just like we have by the mitzora, it says the word cheres, and it's telling us a cheres. Rather, it says kli, and that kli of a mitzora is a kli chadasha. So to the kli used by the sota has to be a kli cheres chadasha. So Gemara says, wait a second. I malahalan ma'im chayim afkan ma'im chayim. So if you need mayim chaim, which refers to mayim from a spring, so here there also you should have to use water from a spring, and you shouldn't be using the water from the kior. So Gemara says, the Rabbi Shmuel Hachanami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're right, actually. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mekir, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Me Mayan Hain. Rabbi Shmuel thinks it came actually from a spring, from mayim chaim. The Chachamim Omer Mishar Mimos Hain, then from other waters it would come from. So what's going on here? So Rashi explains that the hachanami de ba'inan ma'im chaim lesota, the ha main akira hu notel, the shemina leila bishmal, ba'ama damar me kir me mayan hain dehainu chaim. When it says me kir, it doesn't refer to the kir. I'm not sure how you teach this really in the psukim, but it doesn't refer to the me kir of the sink that's found in the basic English. It refers to ma'im chaim. And the next rashi is bishar mimos hain, imrata litain latocha me mikva yitain. You could give from anywhere you want, you could use from any waters that you want. What comes out is there's a machlokas. What water has to be used for the sota? Does it have to come from Mayim Chaim, like Rabbi Yishmael holds? Does it have to come dafka from the kior, or can it come from any water in the world that you want? What comes out from Rabbi Yishmael, though, at least, is the gezer shava kli tells us just like you use a kli chadasha, so too you have to use Mayim Chaim, just like the case of the mitzara.
But it seems that according to the Mishnah, there's no machlokas that nobody says that he doesn't have to get from the kior.
Right. So. So the idea, it sounds like, it's tricky, because our Mishnah, how do you know you have to use a Kli Chadasha? Oh, that's only Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah, that's only Rabbi Shmuel, right. But it seems, before Rabbi Yehuda comes, and everybody it says the Mishnah says, I may be Pali Achesh Lecheres, and I think that the Chachatzi, look, my Minakior. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is just just cholik on the amount.
Right. Well, that's fine. We find sometimes when Mishnayos won't always present every opinion, and you find another price that will.
So it seems according to the third shot is that he will be able to take it from anywhere the mine.
Right, but the way we pass, I would imagine, is like the mission that it has to come from the kiur. But the problem is, then according to this, it comes from the kiur. You wouldn't have to use a kli chadash, because only Rabbi Shmuel holds a kli chadasha, who also holds a mayim chaim. We hold you could use make you could even use mekir, which case you have no source of kli chadash. But the Gemara, just looking at the Ein Mishpat for a moment, the Rambam seems to paskin that you require a chadasha like Rabbi Shmuel, but he also seems to paskin that you require mekir, not mayim chaim. Just from the Ein Mishpat, I haven't seen the Rambam inside.
Well, mekir according to Rabbi Gamliel is mayim chaim because it's mei mayim.
That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. So now we're reinterpreting the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says mekir, we have to interpret that to understand to mean now mayim chaim, I guess.
Right.
That's how we have to paskin.
Look at Hachanami.
Hachanami, what, of Rashi?
Rashi says there, Tvina Mayim Chaim was the Daham min Akir who know though, Shamin and Rabbi Shmuel Ba'am of them are Mekir.
That Mekir of the Mishnah he's interpreting?
Sounds like, just like on the Pasuk it's being interpreted that way. You know, on the Pasuk it's being interpreted that way, so same thing by Sota would be interpreted that way.
In the Mishnah here. So in which case we'd pask in the end of the day. If you look at the Rambam when he says mekir, he would probably explain it to mean referring to Mayim Chaim.
When Chachamim Omrim Af Mishar Meimoshen, right? Mm-hmm. Are they saying that the mekir has are not Mayim Chaim, or he's still going on the fact that he doesn't have to get on the kir at all?
I think he could anywhere you want. Not you don't need a mekir. You don't even need Mayim Chaim. You could have any water in the world, even from a lake that's not considered a fresh spring.
But it seems from the Gemara, so Rabbi Shmuel Omer Hachinami, the Amar Yochanan mekir, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Meimayan him. He's referring to the mekir that they're Meimayan, or
anyway, read Hachinami. Rabbi Shmuel holds Mayim Chaim, and there are three opinions, as we say. Yochanan holds mekir dafka. Rabbi Shmuel holds Meimayan, and Chacham Omer Mishar Meimosen. Right. Okay, very nice. They asked this question on the Rambam. Rambam apparently paskins, like Rabbi Shmuel, that you require Kli Chadash, but he paskins elsewhere that you use, you don't need Mayim Chaim.
Mishar Meimos? Is that what he paskins?
He says, yeah, exactly, Mishar Meimos, like Chachamim. So Yesha Tirtzu, he's quoting who? The Mishnah Lamelech asks this question. The Maskana apparently rejects his Gzeir Shava. We haven't gotten to the Gzeir Shava yet, the rejection. And Rabbi Shmuel has learned from another source. We haven't gotten there yet, maybe. So at this stage, it seems to be Akasha. Okay, let's go. Let's keep going. The Gemara now says, Ikla Mifrach, now we have the Gezer Shava working within the world of the Gezer Shava of
so the
Kli,
yeah.
The
Kli is a Gezer Shava, isn't it?
The Kli is a Gezer Shava. It teaches us two things. One is Kli Chadasha, and number two is Mayim Chaim.
Okay.
The Gemara says, on this Gezer Shava, Ikla Mifrach, one can ask the following question. Mal Mitzora, Shekein Ton Eitz Erez Ve'ez of Shnitalas, part of the process of becoming Tar from Mitzora requires these different types of woods, trees, and branches. And as opposed to the case of the Soza doesn't require all of this. So there's a Chumrah that exists by Mitzora that may not exist to the case of the Sota. So Amar Rabba, Amar Kra, Bechli Cheres, Kli Shemarti Lecha Kvar. So you're right. Rabba, in the end of the day, says that there is no Gezer Shava. The reason why he says, because that's Kli Cheres in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Naso, Kli Cheres, what's a Kli Cheres? The Kli Cheres I referred to already. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Rabba, V'chli shamarti lecha kvar. Hachim ashmili l'rabba. Midulok ziv lokach kli cheres. Nosim b'mayim. Doesn't say take a kli cheres and place water in it. Uksiv b'chli cheres mashma in the kli cheres that you already have. Shekvar huskar kli zeb b'makumach. That's mentioned elsewhere. It's referring to almost like the kli, if you will. Take the kli. V'amarachmana hacha shibbo also kli. That kli shemarki lechabemak macha that I had referred to elsewhere. Kach asum, take it. Umayni, where's the other mention of kli mivitzara? So it's no longer gzeirah shava. Now, this being the case, you could still learn a kli chadasha and not be bound to learn dafka maim chaim, because maim chaim is only learned through the gzeirah shava. We've rejected the gzeirah shava now, and you're able to learn the drasha of kli chadasha from this drasha we just learned, and still make kiyur from the understanding of the chachamim. Mara says, now Amar Rava, lo shanu ela shalom nisak mupanav. There's only true if the face didn't become dark, of a nisak mupanav psulim. So what's it referring to becoming dark here? So Rashi says, lo shanu rabbanon de masnisin de ba'i cheres umichsha biyashin. When the rabbanon in the Mishnah permitted, they require cheres, and they even permitted a yashin, an old one. Meaning only Rabbi Shmuel requires a new one. That might be how we paskin. But the arguing opinion, the chum think you don't need a new one. You could use a used one. It's only when it didn't become dark and used. But if it became used and old, they're puzzle. My taima, dumi demaim has to be similar to water. My maim shalom nishtanu af kli shalom nishtanu. Just like the water was unchanged, so too the kli has to be unchanged, at least not noticeable. So Rashi asks, or rather Tosos asks, my maim shalom nishnasa behem melacha. This is a previous previous discussion. But interesting, one of the criteria was, just like water had to be unused before, so too, that's what has to be used for the Kli Charis as well. Tosas asks, Vim Tomar came into Mekir Hain. Since they're Mekir, they came from the sink. Miloskin and Shekadosh Menu Kfar. They were already Kaddish, they already were sanctified, and that was a Malacha, that was done. Being Maktish water is a Malacha. Yeshlomar Afil Im Kiddish Bem She Yetzak Min Hadadim She Bo Lo Haisa Malacha Gavi Netila. Even though they were sanctified by being drawn from the faucets, that's not considered a malacha with respect to these halachas.
If you place, you do water work with a malacha, or you soak bread in it, it becomes pasul. Still, nonetheless, katani maim shenachtom metaba ben asagloskin psulim shumadiach ben yadav ksherim. If a baker to wash his hands is actually permitted. Washing hands is not considered a malacha. Only washing kalim is considered a malacha. I'm not sure how this is really much of a raya, though. I don't know. Unless you're referring to that the water that I use to wash the kohen's hands, that water now that's dripped to the bottom of this, the sink, I can now use for the sota. Did I wash my hands with it first? That was a malacha? He says, no, washing hands is not considered a malacha. Maybe that's what he's asking.
That the Kohen was Mekadesh from them.
Yeah, that must be what you're referring to. I'm not sure why it has to be that way. Just get fresh water from the Kiyur. Okay. Gemara asks, Ba'i Rava Nisakmu Vehechzirin Latoch Kivshan Ha'esh V'Nislabnu Mahu. Let's say it got dark, and then you put it back into the furnace, and you reheated it, and now it became fresh, and it looks like brand new. So now, in the end of the day, it's not you. It doesn't look used. So Miyam Rinan came into Itche. Itche, did we say once it became Nitche, it's no longer usable, even though I fixed it, it's considered possible for the Kli. Oh, Dilma came into Hadr, since I returned it to its initial new status, or at least appearance, that's good enough and it can be used. So Toshma, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Eitz Erez, Ve'ezo Vashnitalas, Shehivshil, Behen, Kupasol, La'achrov, Psulim. If I had these different branches, and I hivshu behen kupaso, and I lowered it into a box behind me, they're pasul. So what's it saying here? So if you look at Rashi a few narrow lines up, says shehivshil kupaso lacharov, midelo katani shenase behen malacha, doesn't say that an action was done to it. Shemamina amalacha lo kapit, it's not so concerned about a malacha. Ashinuya kapit, it's concerned about a change that was done to it. Ve'elu nisakmu b'masayu.
So I think the idea
is you place, let's say you use the, you put, you know, like a guy walking and he puts a bag on the back of the branch. He's carrying it like that, right. But now it's being bent backwards. So that's the concern.
The shape changed.
So even though that might be a malacha, but the concern isn't the malacha, the concern is that it's been changed, the form has changed from it. Mm-hmm. So what are we learning from this? So again, the raya is that a person who takes, again, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Eitz Erez, Ve'ezo V'shnitlash, Shehiv, Shil Ben, Kupas Olach, or if he placed a box on it, or a bag, and put it behind me, Psul Nepasul, V'ha Hasam, Dehadre Umafshi. But the second you take off the box, the bag, it's going to go back into the initial place, and it's going to be straight again. But it's still Pasul. So we see that's all about even though you return it to its form, it's not going to work. Whereas no, Hasam, the Iklif Iklufe, there it's different, Rashi explains. Iklif, the last two narrow lines, Sha'al Yideha Matai, through the weight, Niskapu Makripasan, the Shinu Dilahadehu. Some of the shell is going to crack off, and that's something you can never replace and fix. But in a case like this, that you can replace and fix the Klicheres, Einachanami, it will work possibly. Tosa asks a question from Nir V'Nidcha, other cases here. Did you do that, Tosfos? Let's get to the bottom. We'll do the Tosfos at the end if we have time. Then Gemara says, Nichnas the Heichel Panel Limino. He enters into the base of Migdash. He finds that little hidden tile, picks it up, and takes some of the dirt. My Taima, what's the reason? Why does he turn to the right? So the Amar Mar called Pinos Shatapone Lo Yelo Darch Yamim. This is a cloud we have throughout Kachim, that any turn you do has to always be to the right. That's why when the coin goes up to the ramp on the Mizbeach, he always turns to the right first, to the southeastern corner, and then goes around in a circle that way. You always turn to the right. That's also the cloud why the Mizbeach is on the right.
Of the, not the coin's right, the right of the Mizbeach.
No, the coin's right.
But the south is the left.
That's fine, but when you walk up the ramp, again, this is the, from your perspective, this is the east, east, west, south, north.
No, so north is, in my perspective, north is.
Okay, I'm going to do that fine. So north, south, east, west. So you come in this way.
Right.
The ramp is this way.
Right.
And the Mizbeach. So when you come up, you have to come up the ramp. That's the direction you're in.
So he always goes to the right.
Right, so you know, but he comes up the ramp this way.
Right.
He comes returns
from,
to the right.
He comes from his south right. to north.
South to north.
Okay.
But so his right, when he's up in the ramp, his right is
right,
this
so
south
right,
east
okay.
court, right, his right.
Okay, yeah.
That's also the reason why the mezuzah is on the right side, because we always, or it's towards the right.
Right.
It's also true in general, that's how people look, they always look to the right. Like in DRS, they were setting up like security things, and they marked a certain spot where if there was, Rahman al-Tlan, a shooter in the building, where the hiding spot would be. So if you want to hide, so the hiding spot is when you walk in to the left is where you would hide. Because if when he comes in first, he first looks to the right. So the left side behind is the corner, the safest corner to be. Because you always look to the right.
Well, that's he's left-eyed.
So left-eyed, I'm not sure, that's I don't know. Okay.
So I guess the English are right on the way of driving. Because we drive that when you cross, it's a two-way highway, you first, the cars are coming from the left.
That's true. Right, with your first reaction, you should first look at the people who are closer to you.
Meaning that in England, the cars, when it's the way, two-way street, they're coming from the right.
Crossing the street, you look to your you look
right
to
first.
Right. Uh-huh. Here, the cars are coming from the left and you cross the street first.
Why did they do that? Why did we switch it? Who came first? I don't know. I don't know who had cars first.
What I know is that I always get run over in England almost. You always start looking over there and you got cars coming here.
I'd be too scared to drive there. Okay. The Gemara says now the two dots. Mokom Hayasham Amma. So there was this place that it was a little Amma Ba'amma, a little tile. Tanura Bananu Minha Afra Shayyeh. From the dirt that was there, they would grab Yachu Yisakin Mibuchut V'yachnis. Maybe they should take some dirt from the outside and place it in the Beis HaMikdash. Hamalomer Bikarka HaMishkan has to be part of the karka, has to be there. You can't transplant it from elsewhere. Iba Karka Mishkan, if it comes from the actual ground of the Mishkan, Yachu Yachbor Bikardumos, you should start digging with shovels, digging up. Hamalomer Asher Yehe, that's already there, that's already accessible. Okay, so Yesham Haba, Einsham Tainsham. If there's there, you bring from that's there. If there's not there, you bring from elsewhere. But they don't want you to dig from below. So, okay. Let's go a little bit further here. Yeah, let's go a little further. Tani Idach, another Brisa tells us, Min ha'ofra she yehevechule, you take from the dirt that already exists in the Karka HaMishkan, or the Karka and Beis HaMikdash. Melamei che yamasakin b'milchot sumachnis b'karka HaMishkan. We learn from here that you can take from the outside and place it in the inside of the Mishkan. One's allowed to do that according to this Tanakama. Rashi explains, how do we know this? Rashi first says, Tani Idach, Pliga Hach Kamai. So this Bryce is arguing what we just saw before. Before we said, you can't do that. Has to be whatever dirt exists. This Bryce says, no, you're allowed to take from the outside and move to the inside. How do we know this, says Rashi? Mina Afra Asher Yeheb Mishkan, Midloktiv Mikarka, HaMishkan Yikach, Einu Makbid Ela Sheyachnis Leicha. Doesn't say Mikarka. Doesn't say from the Karka. Mlamed Shemisakin Mibachot Machnis Mibifrim Leicha Venoshin Elamai. Vein Tarach Lanicha Bekarka Heicha. So you don't even have to actually place it down in the karka of the Mishkan. You can even take it from the outside and just put it directly into the mayim. You don't have to place it on the ground first and to be yote karka shel Mishkan. You just have to take karka. So, Isi ben Yehuda, Omer, Lavi karka, she, sorry, this is now, he argues. So if that's the case, rather, if you're allowed to take from the outside and bring to the inside, because it's been afar she yesham, what does the word bekarka mishka come to teach me? That seems to be extra now. It doesn't have to be the karka of the mishkan. So comes along Isi ben Yehuda Omer lahavi to include karka shilo nov vigivon ubeis olamim, to include all the other locations where the mishkan went to, which is shilo and it was nov and givon, and to include the beis olamim, which refers to the beis hamikdash, which ultimately, as we know, was in Yerushalayim. That's what comes to be included from karka mishkan, all karkas of all mishkanos, all beis hamikdash. So Gemara says back, Isi ben Yehuda, Isi ben Menachem, rather, Omer, Eino Tzarech, you don't need such a inclusion, a word including these cases. Ma betuma kala lo chalaka kasa betumas eishes ish chamur lo kol shigay. If when it comes to tuma, a person is not allowed to enter into the Mishkan, he can't enter the base of Mikdash, no matter where the Mishkan was, whether it be Shiloh, Nov, Givom, you can't go in. So kal v'chomer, it comes to tumas of an eishes ish, something more serious, certainly there the same halacha should apply as it does in the Mishkan, and so to the base of Mikdash. So in Kain, Matam Lomer Bekarka Mishkan. So if you learn this out from a Kavachomer, the concept that it applies to all Beis Hamikdash, what do you learn from the words Karka Mishkan? Ella Shelo in Kain Matam Lomer Bekarka Mishkan Shelo Yavi Mitoch Kupasa. You shouldn't bring it in a box, says Rashi. What does that mean in a box? In Kain Matam Lomer Bekarka Shelo Yavi Mitoch Kupasa Litoch Kli V'Yachnis Leicha Ella Bekarkasov Yito V'Main Sham Yavi Yaniach Sham Acharka Chilanu. He says, don't place it in the box. You shouldn't do that. You should really take it from the dirt that exists on the bottom of the Mishkan. If there's nothing there, take from the outside and then put it into the Mishkan floor. And then after it's on the floor, then you could take it up.
Like the opinion we saw before.
Exactly, like the Tanakhama, the previous bright. So that would be Isi ben Menachem. Okay. All right, so we'll stop here. Shkoyach. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah.